Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's the How to Sleep podcast. I'm your host, Mike Schaefer, and we're here, we're at it again. It's Friday, the weekend is upon us, and I have another wonderful how-to to get you through the weekend, to help you sleep. But first, I traveled recently. I was on a long flight to Barcelona, and if you've ever been on a long flight, I don't know, if you're like me, you don't sleep on airplanes. I do my best. I get an hour, maybe two tops, but it's difficult. I'm the type of person who sleeps on my stomach, and so sitting up in an airplane seat is just naturally going to make it difficult to sleep, and I didn't sleep there or back on any of my flights other than an hour or so. But I had podcasts on my phone, and I listened to some of them. Like you, I listen to podcasts to help myself sleep. I host a show that helps people do that, and I do it myself. I don't remember how it happened, but I think I had fallen asleep on one show, and next thing I knew, I was in that sort of in-between sleep and awake on an airplane with pressure causing my ears to sort of drown out noise, and things were sounding faint and in the distance. And then, out of nowhere, I hear myself talking about the analysis of urine. And I'm not going to lie, I sort of dozed off a bit. And who knew I could talk my own self to sleep, but that happened on the plane. Ultimately, the uncomfortable position of sitting and having to get up, I couldn't sleep, and I shut it off and ended up watching a movie and another movie and another movie, as is the case with long international flights. The best part of international flights, all the movies. But there was I heard myself talking and lulling my own self to sleep with my own voice. It was interesting. Something else, but pretty fun all the same. I hope you're doing great and feeling good and ready to listen to a how-to. Have a good one for you today. I was thinking about what it's like to sit in a classroom or in a meeting at work and to get through and to survive long speeches, lectures, colleagues presenting and talking, really the worst possible way you could learn is by sitting there and having someone just talk at you for an hour, half an hour, 2 hours. Too long is typically the case, and I wanted to provide something to all of us to help get through those long lectures. And I did. I found an article, a WikiHow article, How to Survive a Long Lecture, co-authored by Michelle Golden, a teacher, English teacher in Georgia, actually. And this is helpful. It's helpful to fall asleep. I think I've read through it, so I hope you do like it as you listen. But it's also helpful when you're in those positions and you need to find ways to get through. You know, you have a long lecture coming up or a meeting you have to go to. This could be the thing. There could be some keys in here, some nuggets of gold to help you survive. So let's see what we have in How to Survive a Long Lecture. Most people have had to endure long lectures either in a classroom or the workplace, but the human brain and body aren't hardwired to sit and pay attention for long periods of time. In addition, you may have factors such as illness, insomnia, or even just a boring lecturer that make it difficult to get through lectures. But by mentally and physically preparing before the lecture and then engaging in the lecture in different ways, such as stretching your legs every few minutes, you can successfully get through long lectures. Part 1. Getting ready for the lecture. 1. Go over the syllabus or program. Most courses will have a syllabus or a program to give participants an idea of assignments or requirements. Go over the syllabus or program before each lecture so you know what to expect and can prepare any material or assignments so you don't get lost. Break down the assignments lecture by lecture. This will help you prioritize what you need to get through the next lecture. Ask friends or the professor if you have any questions about the upcoming lecture or reading. 2. Finish readings. Most lectures are accompanied by required readings or assignments. Make sure to finish any readings or assignments so that you can grasp the concepts of the lecture and not get bored. This will also let you participate in discussions, which can also help you get through lectures. Take notes on the reading as you read, which can help you in the discussions and may help you focus more effectively. You only need to write down the most important information. Remember that arriving prepared for your lecture can make it less painful and more manageable. 3. Eat and drink for alertness. Making sure that your body and brain are fueled properly can help you stay alert during a long lecture. Having a light meal or snack and drinking enough before your lecture may help you get through it more easily. Avoid heavy meals before the lecture because these can divert blood from your brain for digestion and make you sluggish. Soup or a salad with some protein, cereal and milk, or peanut butter on toast are all good, light choices that will give you energy to get through the lecture without making you drowsy. Hydrate yourself properly before the lecture. One of the symptoms of dehydration is fatigue, and drinking enough water in the hours before your lecture can make it easier to get through it. Be aware that consuming alcohol the evening before a lecture can dehydrate you. Have a cup of coffee or tea before a lecture if you like, but be aware that there is no evidence that it will increase mental alertness. Chew mints or mint gum. Studies have shown that mints or mint gum can increase alertness in how you process information. Avoid energy drinks and too much sugar. They may increase alertness for a short period, but often cause crashes in energy and increase sleepiness, which may make a long lecture seem endless. 4. Dress comfortably. Any discomfort you have can make a long lecture seem like torture. Choosing comfortable clothing and shoes can help you settle into a lecture and pay close attention for the duration of it. Wear pants and tops that are not too tight. For example, skinny jeans might make your legs fall asleep. Put on comfortable shoes. For example, shoes that are too tight might distract you during the lecture. Or, you might get blisters from hiking across campus in high heels, and that could also distract you during the lecture. Try a cute pair of ballet flats instead. Remember that you can look stylish and cute while being comfortable. 5. Meet a friend or classmate before the lecture. Having a buddy who you can lean on during a lecture can make the time go by more quickly. Ask a friend or one of your classmates to meet you outside of the classroom or at a cafe before class so that you can go and sit together. Having a buddy can help momentarily distract you from the boredom of a class. Just remember that you don't want to interrupt the professor or teacher while you're momentarily distracting yourself. Part 2. Staying alert during the lecture. 1. Sit up straight. There is some evidence that sitting up straight with proper posture can increase alertness. Maintain good posture throughout class to keep yourself alert and engaged during the lecture. Pull in your abdominal muscles, straighten your back, and push back your shoulders. Sit with your back against the chair and keep your feet on the floor. Maintain your head and neck in a neutral position. Avoid slouching, which can make you drowsy. 2. Stretch your legs. Between breaks in the lecture, do small stretches or movements with your legs. This can help keep you alert and circulate blood so your legs and arms don't fall asleep. Push your legs forward if you can, and push and pull your toes back towards you. Do ankle circles, or even wrist circles. Make sure your stretching doesn't interrupt the lecturer or your fellow classmates. 3. Pop a piece of gum or a mint. Chewing gum or sucking on a mint can increase your alertness, and it may also improve your mood. Having some gum and/or mints can make a long lecture go by more quickly. Opt for peppermint if possible. The smell of peppermint oil or peppermint gum may stimulate your memory to retain information. 4. Eat a snack. Depending on the length of your lecture, chances are it coincides with a mealtime. Having a light snack during your long lecture can help increase your alertness and may make it go by more quickly. Have a piece of cheese, fruit, or some pretzels. Make sure that your snack packaging or chewing doesn't interrupt the lecture in any way. 5. Doodle a bit. There is some evidence that doodling a bit or doing something creative like rolling a piece of clay can stimulate alertness. Try drawing small images or rolling something on your desk or between your fingers to make the lecture go by more quickly. Keep your doodling or other activities to a minimum and continue to pay attention to the lecture. Avoid allowing your doodling to disrupt other members of the class or the lecturer. 6. Take a brief break. Most professors or teachers will allow students to take a break during long lectures. Take this opportunity to stretch your legs and get your blood circulating, which can not only make the time go by more quickly, but also make you more alert. Enjoy a short walk, which gives you a chance to get away, circulate your blood, and oxygenate your brain. It can also help you relax. Use the restroom if the professor doesn't offer a break. This will give you a chance to stretch and refocus, even if only briefly. Part 3. Engaging in the lecture. 1. Write notes by hand. Taking notes can help you to stay alert and pay attention during the lecture. You will also be more likely to remember the lecture if you take notes. Write only the most important information and continue to actively listen while you write. Take your notes by hand. Most people learn more effectively by taking handwritten notes than by typing their notes. In addition, this can also make a long lecture go by more quickly. 2. Engage in discussions. Most professors or teachers will allow students to ask questions or stimulate discussions during longer lectures. Participate in the lecture by asking any questions you have or make points during a discussion to help keep yourself alert and active. Raise your hand to ask questions or make a point during a discussion. Remember to not interrupt the lecture at an inconvenient moment. 3. Show interest in the subject. Chances are that you will have to take a class as a requirement at some point, and it may be of no interest to you or relate to your course of study. Find a way to engage in the lecture or discussion by relating it to your interest in some way, which may make the lecture and course more bearable. Be aware that even the most divergent subjects can have topics that overlap. For example, perhaps you have to take a class on German history and you're a pre-med major. Think about what you've learned in your classes about Germany and medicine and then use this information to make a contribution to the lecture. Ask questions to the professor or your fellow students. Preface your inquiries with a sentence or two about your position. For example, you can say, "I'm not a history major, but I took a class on medical ethics, and I was wondering how this was applied to the victims of war." 4. Follow up on difficult information. You may be having a hard time understanding your lecture, which can make it a marathon to endure. Studies have shown that most students only capture about 20 to 40% of the material that they're presented in part because they don't understand the way it is presented. By following up in class on difficult information, you may not only be able to get through your lecture, but also clarify hard concepts for you and your classmates. Ask questions during the lecture if possible. You can inquire about points the professor has made or something that you didn't understand from the readings or assignments. Keep a list of points you need clarified if the professor doesn't accept questions during the lecture. This may help keep you engaged and awake during the lecture. Try and stay away from asking your neighbor questions, as it can disrupt the professor and other students. 5. Avoid multitasking and distractions. While it may be tempting, do not do any activities such as answering emails, texting, or reading during a lecture. Not only is this disrespectful to the instructor and your fellow students, but can actually make the time go by less quickly. Additional community Q&A. Question: how do I keep up with the lecture while writing notes? Answer: use a laptop or an iPad to write notes instead of handwriting. Then, when you go home, you can handwrite them if you wish, as it stimulates your brain more. Avoid catching a quick nap or just shutting your eyes for a minute. This may make you fall asleep. So there you have it, just a few ways to help you survive a long lecture, a long meeting at work, really just to survive the work day. All of these tips are helpful to stay alert and get you through. You need to eat right to have energy. You need to hydrate yourself. We've already discussed that on previous episodes. You can drink caffeine, that's all right, I think, in the mornings, at least for me personally, in moderation. I personally like to switch over to tea in the afternoon. That works for me. That keeps me just right on schedule and helps me stay alert to finish off my day. And, you know, if you're going into a lecture that I think, first off and foremost, I don't think we should have long lectures. I think the shorter, the better. I think there's a sweet spot. Something like the average attention span is something like 18 minutes. I think it was someone at TED Talks, maybe someone who sort of made TED Talks, who said 18 minutes is short enough to hold people's attention, including on the internet, and precise enough to be taken seriously, but it's also long enough to say something that matters. Say something that matters. And that's why 18 minutes, perfect amount of time. You know, if you are going to be delivering a presentation, keep that in mind. You know, if you have multiple topics, switch it up. Give an audience the opportunity to move, create discussion, make it okay to get up and move and stretch your legs, make it part of what you're doing, just so people feel that they are engaged and they can stay alert, and you're facilitating that and you're intentional with how you foster that. So that's something to keep in mind. I think if you're at work, I don't think with professors you can recommend they do anything or suggest anything. I guess you could, but if they're going to lecture, they're going to lecture. You know, if you have work meetings, maybe you ask if they could do shorter meetings. just to keep her fresh. Maybe a shorter meeting, they find that they can take the 45 minutes or hour of information and condense all of the important stuff down into 15 minutes. And that could be helpful. But at the end of the day, we're still going to have lectures. We're still going to have long meetings. We're still going to work, and we got to get through it. So I hope these tips were helpful, both listening to and helping you sleep. As always, let me know by reaching out to the show. howtosleeppodcast@gmail. That's where you email us. How to Sleep Podcast on Facebook. That is where you message us on Facebook. How to Sleep Cast on Twitter. You know, tweeting out. Instagram, How to Sleep Podcast. All the ways to reach out. Thanks again for supporting the show. I hope this is helping. I hope you're sleeping. I hope it's helping you fall asleep, getting a good night's rest. So, thanks again. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.